St. Louis area street protests. Amid calls for calm. Flooding from west to east.
We have cars where the water is submerged up to the doorways.
Morning, a sultry star.
You just put your lips together and blow.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Protests for a third straight night in Ferguson, Missouri. Police again used tear gas to break up some of the crowds protesting the police shooting death of an unarmed black man. And not far from the protests, a man with a gun was shot and injured in a confrontation with an officer. KMOX Radio's Michael Calhoun covered the demonstration.
There are hundreds of people who are marching up the street, some of them in the back of a pickup truck with a bullhorn. They're waving signs. And their chant is, F the police.
I'm Peter King. At this church rally, there was no shortage of calls for a nonviolent response to the shooting death of Michael Brown. His cousin Eric Davis thanked supporters.
We do ask that you guys continue to support us in a peaceful, calm manner.
There was also no shortage of outrage.
Let me say that the KKK has taken off their white sheet.
The Reverend Al Sharpton spoke of the lack of African-American police officers in Ferguson, whose population is predominantly black.
You've got issues in this city.
Sharpton asked for 100 men to volunteer to try and keep the peace. Many more stepped forward.
President Obama joined the calls for calm. Gun sales are on the rise in the St. Louis area. Shop owner Stephen King says sales at his place have quadrupled since last weekend.
They're buying AR-15s. They're buying home defense shotguns. They're buying handguns. They're buying personal defense handguns, something for concealed carry.
One gun shop owner says business is very good, but he doesn't like selling on fear. From New York's Long Island to Maryland, there's a lot to worry about. Many East Coast communities are dealing with fast-rising water.
It's like Niagara Falls in the backyard. The wall, the water, the door busted open.
That woman's home in Baltimore is flooded by all the heavy rain. The effects of the summer storm system are still being felt in the Detroit area, where parts of some interstates are still closed. This woman in Warren, Michigan, says a neighbor died when water swamped her basement.
Really sick to my stomach. I did not even know how to explain how I feel.
There was heavy rain, too, in Phoenix.
I've never seen the rain come down so fast like that.
Several people had to be rescued from vehicles stranded on flooded streets. Lauren Bacall, who burst onto the scene during Hollywood's golden age, has died at 89. She first lit up the screen with Humphrey Bogart in To Have and Have Not.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
She was 19, he was 45. They were paired in The Big Sleep.
Do you always think you can handle people like trained seals?
Uh-huh. I usually get away with it, too.
How nice for you.
An off-screen romance led to marriage.
He was just the prince on the white horse. I mean, what can I tell you?
Bacall transitioned from movies to Broadway. Critic Leonard Maltin says audiences couldn't take their eyes off her.
She projected sexiness and intelligence at the same time. Smarts, I think, is the word I would use.
From his star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame to a bench in Boston where a scene from Good Will Hunting was filmed, fans have used chalk and flowers to pay tribute to Robin Williams. CBS's Steve Futterman has more on the fallout from the star's sudden death.
Officials here have now given some details of how Robin Williams died.
Mr. Williams' life ended from asphyxia due to hanging.
But there are still some missing links. Was there a suicide note? Officials will not say. And it's going to take 2 to 6 weeks before toxicology tests will show if there were drugs or alcohol in Williams' system. And mental health professionals say they hope Williams' death will bring attention to the growing problem of depression. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Marin County, California.
And actor Ed Nelson has died at 85, a familiar face on 1950s and 60s TV. He starred on the hit primetime soap, Peyton Place. Another 130 American troops are on the ground in Iraq. Here's CBS's Dan Raviv.
A Defense Department official says the additional forces will be in northern Iraq only temporarily. They are Marines and special operations troops not expected to be involved in combat. They're to plan the best way for the U.S. and perhaps other countries to help the Yazidi civilians, thousands of them trapped on a big mountain, perhaps to move them all to safety. But a big challenge would be how to protect them from the extremists who call themselves the Islamic State. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Washington.
Today's the final day of the latest Mideast ceasefire. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem tells us the framework for a longer truce may be taking shape.
Under the deal, Israel would partially ease a tight blockade on Gaza. But tougher issues, such as a full lifting of the blockade and Israel's demand for Hamas to disarm, would be left for later.
President Obama's keeping tabs on these international developments from his vacation spot, Martha's Vineyard, and today he gets together with one of his recent foreign policy critics. Let's go there live to White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Ahead of a party that will reunite them here tonight, former Secretary of State Clinton called President Obama to insist her recent criticism of some of his foreign policies was not a personal attack. Obama advisor Ben Rhodes also downplayed any differences.
Secretary Clinton was a very strong partner and advisor to President Obama. They continue to be very close on the broad fundamentals of American foreign policy.
And in the ultimate make nice move, a Clinton spokesman says the former Secretary of State plans to hug it out with the president at that party here tonight. Maybe an Obama-Clinton kumbaya moment, Steve.
Well, help is on the way for crews facing a new wildfire threatening more than 130 homes in southern Oregon. It's grown to 300 acres. The governor's ordered more equipment and firefighters to the scene. Reports say music sensation Justin Bieber's reached a plea deal in his South Florida street racing case. A January incident some fans caught on video.
Oh, my God. Justin got pulled over.
Oh, my God.
The 20-year-old Bieber will plead guilty to lesser charges, not a DUI. He'll also take an anger management course and make a $50,000 donation to charity. Two German artists have claimed responsibility for replacing two American flags on New York's Brooklyn Bridge with white ones last month. Police called it a security breach. They say the investigation is continuing. A new report looks at kids, play, and pain. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
The group Safe Kids Worldwide says last year, 1.25 million children had a sports injury severe enough to send them to the ER, on average 3,400 a day. And President Kate Carr says many of the kids have no problem playing dirty.
25% of them thought it was normal to have a hard foul or rough play to send a message to the other team.
A third of the young athletes reported being hurt as the result of an opponent's dirty play. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
We don't anticipate any injuries at the 25th National Scrabble Tournament going on in Buffalo. 525 players from 11 countries are vying for a $10,000 first prize, including a five-time champ. The players won't be able to use those new words added to the official Scrabble dictionary earlier this month. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.